May 29, 1 Samuel 15, tested again. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not. 1 Samuel 15:3. The Lord sent his servant with another message to Saul. By obedience he might still prove his fidelity to God and his worthiness to walk before Israel. Samuel came to the king and delivered the word of the Lord. The Amalekites had been the first to make war upon Israel in the wilderness. And for this sin, together with their defiance of God and their debasing idolatry, the Lord through Moses had pronounced sentence upon them. For 400 years, the execution of this sentence had been deferred, but the Amalekites had not turned from their sins. The Lord knew that this wicked people would, if it were possible, blot out his people and his worship from the earth. Now the time had come for the sentence, so long delayed, to be executed. The forbearance that God has exercised toward the wicked emboldens men in transgression, but their punishment will be nonetheless certain and terrible for being long delayed. While he does not delight in vengeance, he will execute judgment upon the transgressors of his law. He is forced to do this to preserve the inhabitants of the earth from utter depravity and ruin. In order to save some, he must cut off those who become hardened in sin. And the very fact of his reluctance to execute justice testifies to the enormity of the sins that call forth his judgments and to the severity of the retribution awaiting the transgressor. But while inflicting judgment, God remembered mercy. The Amalekites were to be destroyed, but the Kenites who dwelt among them were spared. This people, though not wholly free from idolatry, were worshippers of God and were friendly to Israel. Of this tribe was the brother-in-law of Moses, Hobab, who had accompanied the Israelites in their travels through the wilderness, and by his knowledge of the country had rendered them valuable assistance.